Michael won't be on the call tonight. He's actually on a flight. And so we're fortunate to have Carrie Gable join us, who's a listing marketing specialist, and we've had a lot of requests for that, so I'm really excited that she's able to share this information with you. For those of you that were not able to log on to the video portion of it, it is going to be up on the eProductivity website along with the audio. It'll also be placed on the forum for Reva Network. And then Carrie's going to talk to you about some other ways that you can access the information. So I'll let Carrie go ahead and take the floor.
Okay. I was going to upload this to my website so everyone could get to it. Unfortunately, it's not letting me connect to my FTP connection, so you're going to have to wait until it is available on the Reva Networks, or I can email it. Anyone can request it, and I'd be happy to email it.
Okay. Well, we're going to have it in two places for him, so we should be pretty well covered as soon as he gets back.
Good deal. Okay. So just to get started, just an introduction of myself. My name is Carrie Gable, as Vicki said. I own Real Support, Inc., and I founded the company in 2000. So I've been doing this for a little bit of time. We're a little bit different than most virtual assistants. We have a professional office in Palatine, which is located outside of Chicago, Illinois. So there's a team of three of us, and we, you know, come to the office every day, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30. So it's a little bit different than the traditional VA that that works out of their home or whatnot.
Carrie?
Yes.
Just a second. I need to have everybody else that's listening hit the *6 to mute your line. Because I was going to hit it to do everybody, but then I block out Carrie. So.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, everybody. Go ahead, Carrie.
Okay. So just real quick, we currently are specializing in listing coordination, lead generation, and agent branding. So that's just a little bit about myself and Real Support.
You'll hear that, Carrie, as people log on, just so that we can get them to be quiet.
Pardon?
You'll hear that beeping when they go to mute. So
okay. That's fine.
I have some late joiners.
That's fine. Okay, so listing coordination defined. I have a lot of people that are like, what does listing coordination mean? Basically, to me, this is my definition. It means anything that has to do with your marketing activities. Just a quick overview of what types of tasks can be done. Anywhere from MLS input, entering listings into your transaction management tool, visual tours, home brochures, flyer creations, to your personal website, your company website, open house organization. We have a lot of people that want us to organize their open house, so we would create the invitations and the sign-up sheets and place the ads, order the signs, just everything from start to finish that you could think of with that. Enhance the listings on, like, Realtor.com, or if your corporate site, you're able to enhance the listing, or if you want it posted. Some of our clients have us post their listings to Craigslist.com, some free services like that. Create postcards. We can order the postcards, place advertisements in newspapers, send email announcements, fax blasts, set up your audio tour, and then create like a web page specific for your home, like www.streetaddress.com. So this just kind of gives a quick overview of, like, what types of tasks I'm talking about when I'm referring to listing coordination. Does anyone have any questions this far? I don't know, Vicki, how do they unmute it?
It's a *6 to unmute.
Okay.
And I think we'll probably be okay until you get further into it.
Okay, good. So my next slide is the many benefits. Most are obvious. The one that I think stands out is that when you use a virtual assistant company to do your marketing for your listings, you know, you can go into your listing presentation and you can actually promise to your sellers that your materials are going to be done within 24 to 48 hours or whatever time frame that you have worked out with your virtual assistant. You know, you can go in there and say, you know, I'm going to have your flyer, I'm going to have your website, I'm going to have, the postcards are going to be mailed out. Everything is going to be done by Tuesday. where I know a lot of agents, when they're going into their listing appointments, you know, they're kind of cringing because they're thinking, okay, if I get this listing, I'm going to have to do, you know, these 10 things, but I'm also going to have to, I have another appointment tomorrow, and, you know, I have a doctor's appointment on Thursday. I don't know how I'm going to get to it, but I'm going to get to it, and I'm going to promise it anyway. When you're using a virtual assistant, you make that promise, and you can actually feel good about standing by it and know that it's going to happen with the least amount of stress to you. Another benefit, use a professional. Don't try and wear all the hats. If someone else can do it better, let them. And virtual assistants are trained to do this and do it with many, many clients throughout the country. So, you know, they're trained professionals. And if they can do it better, you should just let them. VA company, you only have to use them when you need to. This is another big benefit that everyone likes. If you have a, it ties in with the next point. If you have an on-site employee, that's great. But, you know, there's always headaches associated with that. There's always more costs associated with that, vacation time, holiday time, sick people calling in sick. When you use a VA company, you're only using them when you need them. You're only using, you're not paying them for vacation. You're not even paying them for training. When we do training for our employees, it's never ever charged to the client. If we're learning a new software or a new online service for our clients, I'm learning it. We're learning it for ourselves, too. So the client's never paying for that kind of training, you know, training to learn new technology. Another point, another benefit is that you don't need to purchase any expensive software or equipment. Your VA already has it. So basically, like, if you wanted to have your flyers designed with Microsoft Publisher, you don't have to have Microsoft Publisher because your virtual assistant will already have it. They'll design it, and they'll give it to you as a PDF, which is a printable form. So, no, you don't have to buy any, you know, updated expensive software equipment. You know, you can always have your VA scan things in for you, however you want to work that. The last benefit on here, which is absolutely not the last benefit of using a VA, but the last benefit on this slide, which is you can advertise yourself as a team. I have one of my clients is on this call actually right now, Joan Prout, and, you know, she has us on her website as her team, and she is able to kind of advertise herself as, you know, she has two assistants, and she does. We work, you know, for her, you know, and she is able to promise that to her clients that if they can't reach her, they can reach one of us. And I think that's a big asset to her. So on to the next slide, unless anyone's got questions. So what happens before, how does it all work, basically? What happens before you start working with a virtual assistant? How do you even get started? That's a lot of people don't even know where to go with that. So I made this slide up, basically initial setup. When you first contact a VA service, you're going to want to establish your custom listing coordination checklist. And basically this is going to be all the tasks that you want done for every single one of your new listings every time you have a new listing. So basically you won't have to go through it every time. You don't have to tell your VA, okay, I want a flyer, I want a postcard. They know. It's already established up front. So based on that checklist, pricing can be established and a contract can be, you know, documented and executed. So another big question is, how much is this going to cost me? Well, there are, someone's laughing. Yes. So there are a couple ways that this can be done. Hourly versus a per listing set price. We used to charge hourly, and we still do with most of our older clients. New clients coming in the door, we've kind of been at this long enough to kind of establish the amount of time that we know it's going to take us to do a flyer, to do a postcard, and to update a website. So we give a per listing set price. What are those pricing? Okay, hourly, I would say you're going to get VA companies anywhere from $25 to $50 an hour. And like I said, for our services, the per listing set price, you know, you could have us do, you could have us do two things, you could have us do 10 things. So it's really dependent on that. So just to kind of give a ballpark of what our current clients pay, I think our lowest listing package is about 150, and our highest is about 450. So you can see the huge gap, and it's really dependent on what you do. The good thing about the set price is that obviously you can plan your budget. You can know, okay, it's going to cost me, every time I take a new listing, $300 in marketing is out the door. So a lot of agents like that way of doing things. There's also setup fees associated with it. And this all could differ. I mean, this is how my company works. Other VA companies, they may not have a setup fee. We have a setup fee. It's usually around $100, $150. And basically what that's for is to create your templates. So you want a flyer done, you want a postcard done every time. So what we would do is we would create those custom. So it's not, we're not using like a format, like a Imprev, unless you want us to, of course. We're creating those in Publisher or other design layout programs so that you have a custom flyer. The setup fees also involve just kind of going back and forth with you trying to figure out what you, how you want things done, what you, you know, what order you want things done in. It's obviously you need to get into the MLS first and worry about the flyer, you know, the next day, or I got to have the flyer same day. Setup fees also include gathering all your passwords and how you, how basically how you do business. The third point on here is deposits. Some VAs charge, will give you like a debit system, and I used to do this as well. They'll say, okay, you can buy, you know, 30 hours, and then once you're done with those 30 hours, then you can prepay another 30 hours. If they do that, obviously they're not going to take a deposit. My company takes a deposit because we don't do the debit system. It was just too difficult for billing purposes. So we take a small deposit, and it's obviously completely refundable if anyone decides that they don't, you know, you hire an on-site assistant and they're doing all the work, that's great. Your deposit goes back. But that deposit is just basically so that we have a small deposit in case something happens and we don't get payment from someone, which has never happened, thankfully. So that's kind of how the pricing goes.
Karen,
and how, yes?
The setup fees, I'm assuming that since that's setting up templates and different things like that, that that's probably a one-time type of fee, because then after that, everything fits right in from your listing?
Good question. Yes, setup fees is definitely a one-time fee.
Okay.
And like I said, this may not be applicable for other virtual assistant companies. This is just how we do things.
Okay.
So, yeah, the setup fee is a one-time fee, and the deposit is, like I said, fully refundable minus any money that is owed to the company at that point.
Okay. And for those of you just joining us, be sure and hit your *6 to mute while Carrie's doing the presentation. Okay, go ahead, Carrie.
Okay. So also as part of the initial setup, you know, how this all works before you even get started. This is where I am right now. I'm just for those of you that are just tuning in. After you establish your listing coordination checklist and you establish pricing with your VA company and your contract is executed, your VA company is going to create some type of what we do is we create a password sheet so that we have all of your information on file. So, for instance, every time you take a new listing, we're not saying, oh, how do I get onto your website? I mean, it's all set in stone. It's all created before we even take the first listing from you. We have a password sheet with everything that we need to access all of your stuff so that we can create your advertising. As also part of the initial setup, your VA company will create your marketing templates for approval. So basically, you'll see a sample flyer, you'll see a sample postcard. Does this look good? Oh, I like this, but I'd like, you know, this moved here, or we need to change this information. So basically, your marketing templates are set up prior to you taking your first listing. And again, that's part of the setup fee. We personally, Real Support, we do custom flyers, we do custom postcards, but we can certainly use like an Imprev or I know like Express Copy has, they have the postcards and stuff that you can use on there. We prefer just to use the custom ones because we find that the template ones, they're a little bit restrictive. And if it's you doing the work, the template ones are great because it saves you time. But if we're doing the work, you might as well have, carte blanche to do whatever you want to your marketing materials. So this is basically before you even get into how this system of listing coordination works, this is what you're going to work with your VA company on, just to set up your account with your VA company. So I'm going to go on to the next slide.
How do we get to see the slides?
Okay, there was a link to get onto the slides, and that one's already full. So what we do is we will make a copy of this presentation and the audio portion, and we'll have it on the eProductivity website for those that are Total Solution Coaching students. And for those that are not students, we'll have it posted on Riva Network in the forum. It probably will not be posted until Friday when Michael returns. Go ahead, Carrie.
Okay. And if anyone needs it prior to Friday, you can always email me. I'm happy to email it out to you.
Great. Thank you.
This slide, creating your custom listing coordination checklist, this is pretty much exclusive for my company. But basically, to give you an idea of a way that we've come up with and a way that agents can come up with their own listing package is that we've actually posted a form on our website. And if I click on this, it's going to open our browser. Basically, if you go to realsupportinc.com and you go to our services, we have a listing coordination button. And basically, this is a form with everything that we've done for our clients. You can check which ones apply to you. Once you hit submit, you'll get an automatic email with the summary of tasks, the pricing, and the contract. So it's kind of an easy way for our agents to figure out which services they want to use and what's in their budget and what's not. And so feel free to use that if anyone is interested in getting that. Back to the PowerPoint. Okay, so how does it all work? You have your list established with your virtual assistant on everything that they're going to do for you as far as marketing. So you go on your listing appointment, you get the listing. Now what happens? It's so easy. Basically, you're going to fill out your MLS entry sheet. I know that Joan Prout, for instance, she has one that her MLS provides. I'm pretty sure it's pretty standard that you get the form from your MLS or your board. We have made her entry sheet a PDF, and it's fillable, so she's able to enter it from anywhere and email it to us. But she also hand writes them and will fax them to us or scan them in and email them to us. From there, we're able to get the information we need. There's other agents that their boards have restrictions. They can't give their passwords out, so we are not able to enter into the MLS. So in those cases, then the agent will enter it into the MLS, and they will send us the MLS sheet, simply email it or fax it, however is easiest for them. So now we have the MLS sheet. The agent takes the photos. They email us the photos. And then this next point, the agent fills out a feature sheet that's provided by your virtual assistant company and faxes or emails it to the virtual assistant. Basically, what we've come up with is a feature sheet that includes, you walk in the house, the foyer. What kind of flooring does the foyer have? What kind of ceilings does the foyer have? What color is the foyer? Things like that. That sheet we provide to our clients. And it's just sort of like an extra when they're walking through the house. They can make notes on it and then fax that to us So we have just a little bit of extra information. Not all of our clients use that feature sheet if it's not applicable. For instance, Joan Prout, again, she is from Jersey City, and hers are mostly condos, small units, you know, studios. So obviously the feature sheet is you know, it's not a moot point with her because it's usually a bedroom and, you know, a main room and a kitchen. So mostly the feature sheet are used by agents that have large that are listing larger homes in rural areas. So now we have the MLS sheet, we have the photos, and we have the feature sheet if that applies. Those three things are just emailed to us. That's all it is. That's all we need from you to go forward with all of your marketing for your listing. Now you have time to go out, get more listings, or relax, do whatever you need to do. So now the ball is in your VA company's court. So your VA company receives the materials, and from there we're able to enter your listing into the MLS. We're able to grab the description from there so that we can kind of write up ad copy. We're looking at the photos at the same time, writing up a little bit of ad copy about it. We're creating the visual tours with your photos. Obviously, you need to subscribe to a visual tour service in order for us to create your visual tours. We're able to upload the photos to your website and add copy there. We're able to go to your Realtor.com account, upload additional photos there, add copy, enhance it if you have the Realtor.com account. We're able to do your postcard. Excuse me. basically, from start to finish, we're able to do everything with just you sending us your MLS listing form, your photos, and your feature sheet. Excuse me, I got to take a 1 second break here to take a drink. Does anyone have any questions?
You have to star 6 to unmute if you have a question.
Okay, so your basic another question a lot of people ask me is what's the turnaround time for my work? If we receive everything all in one day, we always say 24 to 48 hours. Now, that's not including approvals. Like a lot of times, we have for Joan, for instance, I'll send out an email blast. Well, I always run that past her. Here's the proof for the email blast, Joan. What do you think of it? And she can add her 2 cents. We'll revise it, that sort of thing. So 24 to 48 hours for pretty much all your work to be done for your approval. Your VA, how are you going to get the materials? Your VA is going to send you the proofs as PDFs. Like I said in the beginning, you didn't want to buy your publisher software. You didn't want to buy the expensive software. You don't need to. The virtual assistant's going to send you the PDF. That way, there's no conflict as to if you have an older version of publisher or a newer version of publisher or any of that. Nothing will conflict. You'll have your PDF. It's a printable, just like it would be printed. From there, you can make change. You can say, I don't like that photo of the living room. Can you flop it with the bedroom and change that out? No problem. We make the change. We send you the new PDF. from there, your VA can, let's say you've approved your proofs. Everything looks great. Your VA can upload and send your documents to a printing company. A lot of our clients will use Express Copy or Quantum Mail for their postcards, so we can do that, or we can print them on site. We have and not every VA company has it. We have a laser color printer. So, for instance, to use Joan Prout as an example, again, she was finding that she had to purchase so many copies of her flyer through Express Copy that 90% of them were going to waste because 10 people were walking through her condo, and then it was being sold. So we just print on site, and then we will priority mail it to her or to her seller. So saves her a little bit of time, and we have control of the printing. We don't do bulk print like if you wanted 200 copies, but you know, we do the smaller prints. And your VA can also send it to you as a PDF so that you can print it at your company. If your broker provides a laser printer, you can print it there. And regardless, your VA is going to send you the PDFs for your so that you have it on file so that you you can save it or you can email it to your client or we can email it to your client, however you want to go about that. Here's just an example of how you can receive your proofs. And sorry for those of you that can't see it, but I'll kind of explain it. Basically, you'll get an email, and it'll have your attachments, your flyer, your postcard, and this email, particular email, "Hey, Marianne, your new checklist for Breezeway Drive is complete and ready for your approval. Attached is, one, the flyer, two, the postcard, and then another point, here are the links, and we have a link to the visual tour. We have a link to the website. This particular client does an animation. Here's your link to your animation. Here's your link to the Realtor.com ad, and we sent out the email blast. So she's able to have everything on this email so she can, open up the PDF of the flyer, reply saying, giving us any kind of changes or any kind of direction at this point. Does anyone have any questions?
I think you're doing a great
job. Yeah, I've got one.
Okay.
This is Todd from Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Hi, Todd.
First of all, what is a fax blast?
A fax blast. Basically, what we do for clients is we create the flyer. We'll just use the flyer. And there are services out there, I believe eFax is now doing it, that will allow us to upload a spreadsheet of fax numbers. So basically what agents are doing is they're getting, and we this is also part of the setup if they needed this service, we would gather fax numbers from all of the real estate companies in your area. And from there we get it from your board, might have a book, and we just grab them out of there and put them into a spreadsheet. We're able to upload that spreadsheet with all the fax numbers to a service like eFax. And then when you take a new listing, we're able to go in and upload the flyer and say blast it out. And a fax blast goes out to that list of agents that you have. You're also able to add to it or obviously delete from it.
Gotcha. And I have one other question for you, too. How up-to-date are you finding Realtor.com to be?
How do you mean up to date? Like how soon are the enhancements coming up, or how soon is the listing coming up?
how soon is the listing coming up?
Well, it's been problematic, and it's always been problematic. We have some clients that it's not showing up for 72 hours. They're telling us now that it's 72 hours. From when you post it. But then they put restrictions on it. It's, if you enter it into your MLS Monday or Tuesday, it's going to be 24 to 48 hours. If you enter it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's going to be 72 hours. Is that what you mean? Like when it's,
yeah,
when it
exactly
shows up so you
I
can
mean
go and enhance it?
Yeah. Realtor.com in my area, very neat thing, of course, but, I mean, it can take easily longer than 72 hours for something to show up.
Yeah, yeah. Agreed. It's definitely something that has, I think it's even, I've noticed in the last couple of months that it's gotten slower for some reason. I don't know if they're having, if it's a glitch or something's going on, but it's definitely taking closer to the 72 hours, which is frustrating. But
yeah. What about like an email blast?
Mm-hmm.
Are you collecting email addresses in addition to fax numbers or an and/or type situation?
Absolutely. Our clients will come to us and they have they'll have a list of 500 emails that they have no idea what to do with. We're able to we use a technology that we subscribe to and pass it along to our clients. It's called Topeka. We're able to upload an email, your email list into the system so that we can fax, so we can email blast out your new listings and stuff like that. Also, company websites have them. I know that the Jones Remax site, she's able to email out a blast email through that system as well.
And Todd, you could use a Sharper Agent with Carrie giving you the flyer.
Okay.
Do the same thing for the ones that are in your, just because I happen to know that you have that, you can do that through that system too. She would provide your flyer, and then that can be done. Or you could even give her the password and information if that's one of the services, and she can pop it in there for you and send it out.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, this is all part of, and it seems like a lot to get your head around, but those are all things that can be worked out and that you kind of have your virtual assistant company figure out. You know, you say, I want to send an email blast, and, you know, I don't know even where to begin. I don't even know what service to use. From there, your virtual assistant company should talk to you, okay, let's see if you have any free options first. You know, what's your company website? What do they provide? What's your website? Do you have a template website? Like Advanced Access has a built-in system where you're able to utilize their email system to blast out an email. So those are things that you should kind of pass on to the virtual assistant company that you want to use and say, you know, this is the end result. You figure it out. Also, people will say, well, how am I supposed to get these email addresses? I don't even have any. I don't have a list, but I want to start doing it. Again, that's something that your virtual assistant company can help you figure out. I know for Joan, we added a sign-up on her website, and she's got 900 emails, and no one ever unsubscribes because she's sending out new listings, which they signed up for. They want to get them. They love it, and her list has just grown from when I started with her, I don't know, 3 years ago, from 400 to now 900. It's amazing. So those are things that are open discussion with your virtual assistant company that you can pass off to them and say, this is the end result. How do I do it? Let them figure it out.
Okay.
Carrie?
Yeah.
Regarding photos, I take it that the agent takes the pictures and then emails you the pictures that they've taken, and then you put them on the website. Is that the idea? You don't leave your office to take pictures, do you?
No, not unless you're paying my plane ticket to wherever you live.
Well, Downers Grove isn't too far from
Oh, Downers up. Grove. Okay. No, we don't do pictures. We only have a couple of clients in Illinois, ironically. Most of our clients are on the East Coast. So, no, our agents take the pictures, and then they're able to email them to us.
Hey, Carrie?
Yes.
How do you handle it if the agent's a bad photographer?
Well, we do have Photoshop, and
okay,
as part of everyone's, every single client that we have, the first thing that we do with photos is bring them all into Photoshop and try our best to enhance them as much as possible, lighting them up, cropping them, things like that. I mean, sometimes if we get a thumb in the middle of it, there's not much we can do. but we do enhance all of our photos, absolutely.
Turn that gray sky blue, huh?
What's that?
Turn that gray sky blue.
We can do that. You know what? We have one client in Michigan, Kathy Toth, and she's always making us take the pickup truck out of the driveway. So we've got that one down pat. So yeah, we do a little bit of that.
Gary, I got a quick question. This is Bob in North Carolina.
Hi, Bob.
When you go,
you know, I mean, there's stipulations. I mean, if we're helping you with your email list, let's say you have no way of entering, of adding your emails, of automatically having your emails go to the emailing system, we have to manually enter those. That's going to be like a separate kind of project that we work on for you, and that's going to be hourly. But
okay. For
instance, for Joan, the login or the sign up on her website, when someone signs up, it directly goes into this emailing system. So we don't even, you know, 10 people sign up, we don't have to do a thing.
It doesn't matter then. Yeah, okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
Carrie, again, this is Bob in Downers Grove. Would it be possible to come up to your office and talk to you face to face?
Sure, and we can talk offline.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, Carrie.
Yes.
I might be getting a little bit ahead of you here, but how about update services? Like, for example, a change in price or terms.
We absolutely do that, and that all of that we can give a per package price, and that's another checklist. So you're going to have a checklist for a new listing, then you're going to have a checklist for a price change. So, for instance, your price change checklist is going to be you need a new flyer with a new price. You're going to send out a postcard announcing the price reduction. And let's just say your website is fed by your MLS, so we don't need to change that. So that's obviously not going to be on there. So, yes, those checklists are another service that we do provide, price reductions. Or if you're relisting it, you need a new MLS number, you're going to need, you know, more your materials changed with that. If it's relisted, if it's off the market and then relisted, things like that. Or if there's new photos, a lot of times we have, unfortunately, clients that will hold the listing through the season, so they need a photo. They need photos changed for the exterior, so we have checklists for that as well. So we replace that on Realtor.com, replace it on the visual tour, replace it on their website. All of that is part of you know, setting up your account and getting those checklists in place. My advice is to get your listing coordination package set. Once that's set, creating a new photo checklist or a price reduction checklist. Those are simple, but I would say start with your listing coordination package, and then once you feel comfortable and you've executed that with your VA company, then start talking about, okay, now what's going to happen when I get a price reduction. And it's quite obvious if your VA company has your listing checklist, you know, they can come up with the price reduction checklist that's going to be needed to be executed pretty easily by looking at their listing checklist.
So short of any, I mean, going into the market that we seem to be in now, and I'm guessing this is all across the country, kind of gone from seller's market back towards the buyer's market.
Right.
So if I'm going to, you know, list a house tomorrow and I'm going to call you and say, okay, I want you to, you know, just do your thing. Planning that there may be a price reduction somewhere down the road in case it doesn't sell right away.
Mm-hmm.
We probably need to, just for budgeting purposes, you know, assuming that we do a full-on marketing campaign, you know, set aside, $600 roughly for, you know, transaction management and all of the marketing and what have you that you've talked about thus far?
Well, again, it depends on what you're having us do. You know, I would say that the average price that we charge or that our clients are using right now for just the listing is probably going to be around $250. And then if you add a price reduction onto that, that's usually very low. I would say, you know, $75.
Okay.
If you're budgeting, if you're looking at the fact that you're going to have to reduce the price at some point, then you can keep that, you can take that into account as well once that pricing is established with your company. But it really depends on the services that you are going to need, require.
Thank you.
No problem.
Carrie, do you have more slides to do?
I do. Does anyone else have any questions before I go on? Okay. My next slide is technology and software needed. So basically, what does the agent need? The agent needs email, obviously, fax, and phone. Who doesn't? The agent also needs a digital camera and the ability to send the photos via email. Some agents have, like I know Visual Tour will come out and take photos for you for an extra cost. if they do that, if you do have a photographer, we can obviously get the photos from the photographer. If you do have a service that takes the photos and posts them for you, we can go get those photos as long as it's legal and they let us, and as long as they're not copywriting them. So, if that's the way you do it, that's fine. We can work with that as well. The agents also need all of the subscriptions to the applicable online services. Like, if you want a tour, if you want tours like Visual Tour, Tour Factory, Express Copy, Realtor.com, Top Producer. So your VA company, at least we don't, and I don't know of very many, they're not going to subscribe to those services. You're going to have to pay that monthly subscription fee to have those services. And it makes sense because, for instance, like Visual Tour, Tour Factory, I mean, those are per agent. So, you know, you have to subscribe to them to have your information printed on them. Same with Realtor.com and Top Producer. I mean, you have to have those subscriptions. A nice to have technology for the agent is something called Mango Mind. And again, Joan Prout, my client who's on this call, she has Mango Mind, and it's awesome. I mean, basically, it's a drive that you install on your computer, and so she has access to it and we have access to it. So basically what Joan says to us is, photos are on Mango Mind, go nuts. And we're able to go to her Mango Mind and we're able to see all the photos and get all the information that she saved there for us. We're able to do all of her flyer, her postcard, whatnot that we do for her and save it onto Mango Mind, let her know, hey, Joan, everything's there, you know, and she has copies of it at her fingertips. It's a nice to have. It's not required, and we actually have two clients that have Mango Mind. And once you have it, you wonder how you live without it. But if you don't have it and you think of that $30 a month charge, okay, you can live without it. So hey, that's just a kind of a nice to have.
Hey, Gary. Vicki might be able to get in on this. It's Bob again up in North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Would that be the same as using My Computer, Go to My Computer?
Yeah, Go to My PC, it's a little bit different. The difference is that Go to My PC, let's say you have a software that is on your computer that I cannot get access to. If you have a Top Producer like 6 that's not an online service, Go to My PC allows me to go to mypc.com and log in and actually physically get on your computer and take over that software. We can use go to my PC and transfer files to your computer, and that's no problem. But that's going to be, you know, that takes a little bit more time, so then your price is going to go up a little bit.
Oh, okay. I thought you could go and get the photos and all that stuff be just as easy.
From Go to My PC, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Mango Mind, the difference is that Mango Mind, it's like your C drive. It's like a new drive. It's like D drive. I mean, you just hit save as and save it to the D drive, which is your Mango Mind drive, and it's there. Boom, that's it.
Okay.
Done.
Okay.
So that's the only difference. I don't have to physically take over your computer with Mango Mind, and you can still have access to those files anytime you want them. And so we both have the same drive on our computer. It's like a shared drive. It's like we're networked, pretty much.
Okay. But that's all I need to know.
But let me just clarify one thing. With Mango Mind, the only downfall is that you cannot, I can't take over your computer with Mango Mind. It's only the drive. So, like, Joan has both. Joan has Go to My PC and Mango Mind. But really, Go to My PC, we don't use that much at all. So that's why I didn't put it on here. But that is a nice to have. Go to My PC is a nice to have if you have, really only if you have software on your computer that the virtual assistant can't put on hers. Some boards only let you, if you have like PC access for your MLS, you only get one copy of it, then your VA needs to get to it. They're going to have to log on to your computer. So that's when that comes in handy.
Okay.
So software that your VA company needs, I'm just going to go through this really quick because you guys shouldn't even care because you just want your work done. We need email, fax, and phone. we need Photoshop because we need to enhance all your photos and lighten them and make them look pretty. We need publisher or other layout software to create your marketing materials. We need Adobe Acrobat, the full version, so that we can create the PDFs for you. And did I skip over that? The agent only needs the PDF reader to view the PDFs, which is a free software. The Adobe Acrobat full version is very expensive, but you don't need it because your VA is going to be creating your PDFs for you. Your VA company needs HTML editing software and FTP software if you have a custom website that they are updating for you. This isn't technology or software, but your VA company needs your supplies, if it's applicable, your letterhead, your envelopes, and business cards. For instance, we have a supply of Joan Prout's letterhead, business cards, and her envelopes so that we are able to send out things on her behalf. Your VA company can a laser color printer and a binding machine. We have that. Other companies may not. But it's a nice to have. So the next slide. Other tasks that, to consider that I don't really have as part of a listing coordination pack, but these are other things that kind of tie into your listing coordination. you could have your VA company create the draft of the CMA for you for your listing appointment. So you just email them the stats, that, and the VA can look them up and, you know, create your CMA, send it to you. You obviously are going to want to look at it, make changes, put in the appropriate price that you think is right for that property, and go from there. But it's just kind of one other thing that kind of ties into listing coordination. It's, I guess, pre-listing coordination. Your VA company can also send a pre-listing package. For instance, for Joan Prout, we do we have the listing, the pre-list package. We plug in, you know, what we do is for her pre-list package is we put a photo of her prospective listing. We go to the MLS and we get a picture of one. And it's easy with hers because they're all condos again, so it's a building. So we customize it that way. We put the person's name and address on it. We print it color through our color laser printer, and we bind it through our binding machine, and we insert a letter. We send it off through her DHL account, and her client, prospective client, has their pre-list package at their doorstep, and Joan did was send us an email with the address. You can also have your VA, after you do all this, after you have your listing coordination package all figured out and all your marketing, you can have your virtual assistant company create a PowerPoint that includes all the things that you're doing for your sellers. So, you know, you might as well toot your own horn and show off what you're doing. So your VA company can come up with that. And, again, we did one for Joan Prout. It's on her website, joanprout.com, if anyone's interested in looking at that. So that's just other tasks that kind of tie in that people might be interested in or that some people might consider part of the listing coordination. I don't. I consider that all pre listing coordination, but things that certainly your virtual assistant company can do for you.
Could you spell Joan's last name? Is it Joan?
Sure, I'm sorry. It's her first name, J-O-A-N, last name Prout, P-R-O-U-T. So joanprout.com. And we also did her website, so it's a custom designed website. So, last slide. Here's our information. Does anyone have any questions?
What is your email address?
My email is Carrie, which is spelled C-A-R-R-I-E, at realsupportinc.com. That's realsupportinc.com. And our website address is now as obviously www.realsupportinc.com.
And what we'll do is we'll make sure, again, that this is loaded up onto the eProductivity site and then also the Riva Network forum. And when I send out the schedule for everybody, I'll also make sure that we've got Carrie's email listed in there so that everybody will have it. I mean, it's very obvious that Carrie knows what she's doing and has been doing it for a while. So it's another one of those things that we talk about delegating out, you know, to an expert to let them do what they do best.
Right.
Hey, Vicki.
Yes.
I don't know if this would be a question for Carrie or if it would be a question for you. But we've talked about all these, you know, virtual assistants and that sort of thing throughout the course. But I'm kind of wondering if I were to literally take my business virtual, you know, what kind of, I mean, is there some kind of a budget or, I don't know, guesstimate type fact sheet that you have that would lay out the transaction coordination, the transaction, you know, management, all of the different aspects of a listing and or a sale and the different types of VAs that might handle each piece of it and what the cost for or some kind of a budgetary factor, you know, would be for each piece of each transaction just so that we could kind of
have an idea
how expensive
Yeah.
inexpensive this would really be.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Actually, I'll get with Michael on that, and we'll put something together. And, of course, it always has the caveat of making sure that you do your due diligence, making sure that it all works for you. But we could get a ballpark type of idea. And it's great to hear you say that. Generally, what we hear is, well, I'm going to do one thing at a time, and let me see how that goes, and then I'll try something else.
Yeah. And, I mean, this whole virtual thing, I mean, sitting here listening to Carrie talk, and I don't remember who the person was at the prior discovery session, but I mean, I would love to bump into an employee here in Gaithersburg, Maryland, and be able to hire you. You know, I'm not running across people that seem as competent as what, you know, I've met through these discovery sessions.
Right.
And the fact that we can literally just, you know, pick up the phone or shoot an email or whatever, and they're there and can take care of our needs. I mean, the whole thing is just neat. But it would be nice to put it into one neat little package so I can look at it and go, okay, yes, no, or maybe we'll piece out these things.
Right. That's a great idea. I'll get with Michael on that, and we'll talk about putting something together like that and get it out to the students. And just so you know, and I don't even know if Carrie realizes this, but when people – ask Michael or myself who we recommend as listing agent. Carrie's is the name that we always give. So I didn't know if you knew that, Carrie.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I wanted to add to your comments or to, you know, his question.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think what you're getting at is like, okay, you could be spending, you know, this much with this VA to do your listing, this much with this VA to do your closing, this much with this VA to do your lead generation, that sort of thing. I think that the way my opinion and the way to go about it would be to start with one of them. Start with hiring a listing coordinator or a closing coordinator. And once you do that, you're going to realize how much more time you have, and you're going to be able to go out and get more listings. And then you're going to be able to obviously generate more business. Then you can think about, okay, now I see that I can afford to hire a listing coordinator because I have, you know, 10 listings this month instead of 2.
Yeah, Carrie, my question really isn't geared towards, oh, my gosh, is this something that I can afford?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, you know, my average commission is X number of dollars, and I can spend, you know, Y dollars to have all of the details handled for me.
Oh, so you're looking for like a formula.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, we'll put something together like that that gives you a ballpark idea. But and Carrie, we need to wrap up in order for the right length of time to be on the recording.
Okay.
So that's why I'm kind of cutting to the chase with that part of it. But does anybody have a last-minute question for Carrie?
One quick question. She said that she did Joan Prout's website. Does that mean you've done a lot of design? You've done other websites as well?
We've done 4 or 5 agent websites.
Very good. Because, see, one of the things we've been doing in this course is we have been coming up with target markets, and everybody seems to get stumbling to the point of trying to get it from concept to implementation. So it sounds to me like you could help us out with that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. Could you please repeat your website?
Sure. It's realsupportinc.com, and I'm going to spell that. It's REALSUPPORTINC.com.
Thank you.
Just like it sounds, real support.
Were you going to talk about lead coordination?
You know, we provide that service, but I don't think it's we might have to do another Reva session on the lead, lead generation, because it's a whole nother session, wouldn't you, Vicki?
Yeah, we'll schedule that as another discovery session.
Yeah.
And for those of you that are in the regular course, we have the call tomorrow night. It's the last one of this session, which is for the ones that we're wrapping up that we actually started back in whatever it was, September. And then I will have a new schedule out for everybody for the classes that are going to start up again in January. And I'll have that out before the end of the week, and we'll schedule more discovery sessions like this. This is a special call that we have. We try to do one once a month with a VA that we know is a good one and have them do a little session for us. But typically our calls are in the regular part of the coaching course.
Can you just quickly define what lead coordination would be?
Sure. What I consider it to be, and definitions can be different, is you know, I have a lot of clients that have, you know, maybe three different websites. They have their corporate website, they have their personal website, and they have a template website that's, you know, a generic site. They're getting emails from all three of these websites. They don't know what to do with them. So basically what I consider lead generation is to help them figure out how we're going to tie all of those leads together and what we're going to do with them when we get them. There's software out there, Rainmaker. I mean, there's tons of online services that you can bring all of those leads into one system, one database. Even Top Producer, has the ability to do it as well, so that you can actually turn those leads into sales. Sending them your new listings is so important. And then sending them other useful information. Also, you know, some people have websites that say, fill out this form to find your dream home if it's a buyer. And they fill out the form and the email goes to the agent and it says that they want a house $250,000 in this area and this many bedrooms. And, okay, now they have to figure out, okay, now I have this lead, what do I do with it? What I consider part of lead generation would be to take that lead and figure out, okay, how are we going to get these automated? Most MLS services have like an IDX, or you can enter that lead into your actual onto your MLS service and blast, and it will automatically send them the new listings in the area for whatever criteria they're in. So basically, it's really getting your arms around all of these email leads that are coming into you and figuring out what to do with them.
Thank you.
Great, and that's a big job.
It is a big job. It really is. That's why I say it's like a whole nother session.
Yeah, we'll make sure that we do a different call on that, because we want to actually handle all the different aspects. So we'll make sure that we do that. So, again, I want to thank Carrie so very much. We'll make sure that you have her information.
No problem. And I just want to tell everyone, I'm going to be off. I'm due to have a baby any day now. So we're not taking any new business until after the new year, probably the second week in January. But anyone can feel free to email me and ask me questions. I'm not sure I'll be able to get back to them right away, but I'll do my best. And then also on our website, you can check our website out for more information, and the listing coordination checklist is there, too, if you're interested in getting information on that. But again, as far as taking on new clients, I'm not taking anyone until the second week of January. So I just want to make sure the expectation is there for everyone, and so you're not wondering. But I do have two on-site assistants that are there working on my current clients, but I prefer to handle the new business myself. So. Okay.
Hey, great. Well, thank you so much, Carrie. And
thank
we'll be
you.
Talking. And then for our current students, we'll hear you tomorrow night. And for everybody else, I'll be getting out the schedule set.
Great.
Thank
Great. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.